It's KUOW's The Record. I'm Bill Radke. Sesame Street is reaching out to kids with autism.
For some of us, it's harder to reach out as others do.
But when you just look closer, you'll see amazing this show through.
We each have our own ways to see the world and show we care. But we know we can be friends,
cause there's so much that we share.
This is a video on the Sesame Street website. There is also a new Sesame Street character with autism. Not in the TV show, for now anyway, just online. This character's name is Julia, and when Sesame Street created her, they asked University of Washington professor Wendy Stone for help. Dr. Stone researches early identification and interventions for kids with autism spectrum disorder. Dr. Wendy Stone told Jeannie Yandel that she and the other consultants really wanted to make sure Julia didn't become a caricature.
What we didn't want to happen was for Sesame Street to overemphasize the positive behaviors, which are the things that you see, and they're more apparent, and they're things like the hand flapping and spinning and unusual behaviors. So we didn't want them to emphasize that, because those are actually not the most important when you're making a diagnosis. And so we don't want people to only think of autism when they see these things. But really, the important characteristics for a diagnosis are the absence of social communicative behaviors.
So that was one of the things that you were looking for as you were working back and forth with Sesame Street, is how were they capturing all of these different behaviors, sometimes the absence of behaviors that you want for a diagnosis?
Yes. And the wonderful thing, again, about Sesame Street is that they totally reconceptualize these quirks into the spectrum of typical behaviors. And, you know, their characters will say, oh, yeah, I jump up and down when I'm excited, too. And that's just the most amazing thing about them.
Statistically, more boys are diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, but Julia is a female character. Why create a girl?
I thought that was brilliant. And it does highlight the fact that girls also have autism. And interestingly, there are a lot of research initiatives now looking into why there are more boys and actually what the behaviors, how the behaviors differ between boys and girls with autism. And we're learning that girls don't necessarily show the same type of behaviors, and they may be better able to mask some of the symptoms and learn more by imitation. So their social skills are not quite as impaired in the same way. And they may not be as interested in spinning wheels of cars as boys are. So we're learning about these differences, and I think eventually it'll be very helpful in terms of accurate diagnosis.
As you're talking about this, it looks like you're pleased with how Julia came out and how she interacts with these other characters in this storybook. Is that right?
So far, this is the first step. I'm not sure where they're going to go with Julia. I know there's been some questioning as to whether typical children will ever see Julia if she's not on TV. So I don't know what their plan is for that. But I would just encourage people to watch the videos if they want to see real kids with autism and the effect on the family and the amazingness of parents and the children. The videos are spectacular.
Your research at Ready Lab focuses on early identification and intervention for kids with autism spectrum disorder. So what does it mean to you that a character like Julia exists, that Sesame Street is now developing this whole initiative where families can watch videos of kids with autism spectrum disorder and their families, that they just have more access to this?
I think it's a remarkable thing, and I think it will serve to increase knowledge about autism, to decrease fear about autism just as an unknown. It will help families understand other families. There's one video that shows two families that have been friends for a long time. One of the children has autism, and it shows how the other kids just do stuff with him, and sometimes he participates and sometimes he doesn't, but totally accepted. So I think that's the goal, is acceptance, awareness, understanding, and strategies for educating the public, whether they be adults or children.
In the end, Julia is not on the television show Sesame Street. Right now, she's in a digital storybook with Elmo, with Abby Cadabby. What do you hope the kids that you work with at Ready Lab come away with when they see Julia?
That's a great question, and I guess there are a range of kids that we work with and a range of ages. And I would like to see that the typical kids that we see would look at Julia and say, oh, you know, that's autism. And, you know, I didn't know that. And maybe that applies to this. And, well, you know, I kind of feel that way too sometimes. So maybe we're not so different. So that's, you know, that is one aspect. I'm not sure how to answer that for the children with autism who are watching it. They may identify with the character. They may say, oh, I like to stack blocks also. And this child over here is validating that behavior as typical and something they like to do. So
what about kids who don't have autism spectrum disorder? What do you want them to take away from being familiar with Julia?
We'd like them to take away the message that all people are different and all people are alike. And I think that's the real message of Sesame Street. And through this character, they can see other children trying to interact. They can see strategies that work, strategies that don't work. And then just throughout, the theme is just that message of acceptance and of diversity.
Dr. Wendy Stone is a psychology professor at the University of Washington and director of the Ready Lab. She told Jeannie Yandel about being a consultant for Sesame Street as it created this new character, Julia. You can see the digital storybook with Julia and Elmo and Abby Kadabi at our website, KUOW.org. You can also watch some of the video series called Sesame Street Sees Amazing in All Children. Go to KUOW.org and search The Record.